Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Boldness is the result of knowing. You're bold because you're sure. Amen? If you ask somebody directions to somewhere and they say, well, let me see now. You go this way. No, it's the other way. And you go north for about three, or is it south? Let's see. That's wavering, right? Why is it that way? Because they're not sure. They don't know, but if they say, well, you go up here, you know, 1.3 miles, you make a right turn, and you go that way 2 miles, and you make a left at that intersection, and it's right there on the right. How you know? Well, I used to go to work that way every day for 12 years. You sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Are you sure you're sure? Look, I know, okay? I know that's the way it is. That's boldness. Boldness because they are sure. Amen? And what we sometimes Christians have missed in trying to be bold in praying, trying to be bold in acting on our authority, bold in claiming our healing, bold in dealing with the devil, is to fail to realize that the foundation of our faith, that thing that our faith works by, is a revelation of love. You cannot be bold beyond your revelation of love. Which is to say, you can't be bold beyond your revelation of God. Boldness. People who know love know God. Right? We've seen that repeatedly. And they that know their God will what? Will be strong and do exploits. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Faith is inseparable from knowing God. Some have missed this and thinking it was just about principles, learning the 12 steps to this and learning the 9 characteristics to this. And you know, it's like those 7 sons of Sceva that went to cast out the devil, and they had heard Paul use the formula in their mind to cast out demons in the name of Jesus. And they said, we adjure thee by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And what did he say? Spirit spoke out of the man and said, I know Jesus. Paul I'm acquainted with. But who are you? Because they didn't know what they were talking about. Right? They didn't know this Jesus that they were throwing his name around. And that's why you can't just copy somebody else's confession. You can't just copy somebody else's prayer and think if I'll push this button and pull this lever just like they did in the same amount of times they did, that bingo zingo, it'll happen. Faith is not just a mechanical thing. Faith is a living trust in living love. If you don't know love, you don't know God. If you don't know God, you can't have faith. But the greater your revelation of love, your boldness increases. You watch it. The more a person knows the love of God, it almost seems like a contradiction to what you expect, because you know people expect somebody that's all bold and strong in God to be hard. People who don't know God. But it's the opposite that's true. It's amazing. The person that's full of the love of God and can be so kind and so tender when they need to act on their authority, they'll rise up like a lion. You'll be amazed. Amen? It was so much this way with the Apostle Paul that they thought his enemies accused him of having a split personality. You remember in the letters to the Corinthians, he said, among other things, he said they were saying, his enemies were saying, his letters are bold. to the point of terror being terrifying, but his bodily presence is weak and contemptible. They say, oh yeah, boy, he writes a mean letter. But when he shows up, he's just this little meek guy, and you know, and he warned him. He said, I want you to know that I don't just carry the word in vain. He said, you better make up your mind now. Do you want me to come to you in love, or you want me to come to you with a rod? Because such as I am in letters, I will be with you when I come. The real thing, how many understand God is love? And even though he is so great and he is so mighty, little children can be comfortable in his presence. And he doesn't try to intimidate you, and he doesn't try to scare you. But him who is love can rise in his might. Amen? And his power be such that it is terrifying. There is nothing stronger in the world, in the universe and time and eternity, than love. The devil knows this. The devil is scared spitless, for lack of a better word. He's scared of this love because this love is God. But because of this, he has effectively, I might add, effectively deceived and duped the church into thinking that love is equal to being weak. So that people didn't desire it and people didn't pursue it because they thought if you walk strong in love, it means you're a weakling. It's been portrayed that way in entertainment and movies and spineless preachers that's supposed to be walking in love and just cowards and every other thing. But nothing could be further from the truth. Is there anything stronger than God? And God is love. So if you want to be strong, strong, strong beyond humanity, what do you want? Love. You want the love of God. You want a revelation of the love of God working in you, rising in you. And what it will do is push out the timidity, push out the insecurity until there's nothing but boldness left. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell me again, what's going to do that for you?
Love.
Love. Do you believe it? Does it make you hungry for love?
Yes.
That equals to be hungry for God.
Yes.
Let's continue reading this. Say it out loud again. God is love.
God is love.
God is love.
God is love.
Verse 16, we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Nothing could be stronger than that. Herein is our love made perfect. Our love is perfected in this knowing and believing the love that God has to us. This love is so great. And what the Lord Jesus has done for us is so great, we can only accept it by faith. The Lord said this to me some years ago, and I'm still meditating on it. He said, the most challenging thing for my people to believe is my great love to them. You'll find people that have it messed up, some of them not too bad, and get out of church and quit serving God, and you try to talk to them, well, God will forgive you. He'll cleanse you. And they just can't believe that God would really forgive them completely and it'd be all right and they could go on and do what they're supposed to do. Well, if you're stumbling over that, then you don't even in a small measure believe that he loves you even as he loves the Lord Jesus. We believe it and accept it by faith. How much does God love you? How much? Have you thought about it? If you do, it totally pushes out all your insecurities and all your fears. Keep reading. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have what? Boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. How is he? He's the beloved of the Father. Does the Father love the Master? Does the Father love the Lord Jesus? Completely. He was completely obedient in the earth. He offered the total sacrifice. He completely fulfilled the Father's pleasure and will. Does he love him? How does he love you and I? See, I just asked the question earlier. Here's the answer. How much does he love you? He loves me just as much as he loves the Lord Jesus. As the Master is, sitting at the right hand of the Father, beloved of the Father, so am I, right here, right now, in this world. Is that too good to be true? It's too true to be doubted. Say, I believe it. I know this love. I believe this love. I receive this love. As the Father loves Jesus, at his right hand, right now, even so, just as so, he loves me. Right here, in this world. Hallelujah. Does that do anything for you? Notice what it does for you. As he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out. That's a strong word. It throws out fear, forces it out. Because fear has torment, and he that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Any fear in our life is the result of a lack of revelation of God, the love of God in that area. What will push out your fear? Love. Knowing how much God loves you. And letting that love flow through you to others. Read that part again. There is no fear in love. How much? No fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Cast it out.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me life.